W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The House is on a break as Republicans meet trying to figure out what to do next after six unsuccessful votes to elect a speaker.
No member-elect having received the majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected. For what purpose does the gentleman from Oklahoma rise?
I move that we adjourn until 8 o'clock this evening.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane on the chaos on Capitol Hill.
A fourth, fifth, and sixth vote for U.S. House Speaker. And for the second day, Kevin McCarthy of California is not making headway with this breakaway faction of 20 House Republicans who say they will not vote for him and will not bend. House Democrats, meanwhile, are unified in their vote. Hakeem Jeffries of New York, but without a majority, nobody's prevailing, and the marathon continues.
President Biden headed to Covington, Kentucky to remind Americans about the bipartisan infrastructure bill that's now paying off and giving a busy bridge a makeover.
There are bright spots across the country. The Brent Spence Bridge is one of them. A bridge that continues and connects different centuries, different states, different political parties.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has already signed a statewide emergency declaration ahead of storms that could bring major floods.
Officials are sounding the alarm.
This may be one of the most challenging and impactful series of storms.
Nancy Ward is director of the Office of Emergency Services. The area likely to get hit the hardest is the San Francisco Bay Area. This is what it's sounding like there. Here in Southern California, the big concern is potential mudslides and people getting trapped in rivers of water. Alex Rodriguez is with L.A. County Fire.
Our paramedic squads are equipped, so we're ready for swift water rescue.
And along with the rain will come strong winds. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
There's another kind of water problem in one Mississippi city.
Much of Jackson, Mississippi has been without running water since Christmas Eve. Jeff Good owns a Jackson restaurant that was finally able to reopen on Monday. It had to close again Tuesday because of fluctuating water pressure.
The only way that a business can keep on paying its bills is by taking revenue in. If we're closed, we can't take in revenue.
All public schools in Jackson have switched to virtual learning because of little or no water pressure. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The mastermind of the Varsity Blues college admission scandal was sentenced. Rick Singer will spend 3.5 years in prison. U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins.
This is not how the process should work. And that is precisely why this investigation and prosecution was so important.
The Dow finished up 133 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinee with your headlines. Wisconsin's DNR is asking you for help in spotting bear dens. It's part of a study that began last year and will provide new estimates of reproductive rates for black bears in each of Wisconsin's management zones. People are urged to report any information online about known black bear dens without approaching or entering them. Wisconsin currently has a bear population around 26,000. Hunters harvest close to 4,000 each year. And state residents now have until February 20th. 28th to comment on the draft Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan. The current plan, widely considered outdated, was written in 1999 and then slightly altered in 2007. The DNR says the goal is ensuring Wisconsin's wolf population remains healthy and secure while balancing the interests of the public. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls, always streaming at waukradio.com. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Located off 29th and Johnson, more at hazelsnetogo.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss national and local Native news and events. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And as our listeners might know, this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, before we get to your news, Ogama, I just want to let everybody know we're going to have Ruth Buffalo on today, and she visited Leonard Peltier this past weekend, 3 days. She was able to go in and visit him, and we want to talk to her about the experience. So it's a huge show today, Ogama, and we're going to start out with some huge news. Take it away.
You know, I don't really have huge news today. It's fairly quiet in Indian country.
Snowed 13 inches here.
Yeah, it snowed 13 inches in the Twin Cities. It snowed about 6 to 8 inches where I'm at here. But, you know, we are coming up on the anniversary here of a pretty important Line 3 event, Robert, and we were talking a little bit about that earlier today. There's an event that's going to be happening next Monday on January 9th on the anniversary of the Rally for the Rivers from January 9th, 2022, I believe. Winona LaDuke and other water, or 2020, sorry, two-year anniversary, 2021. Excuse me, from January 2021, because it's already been 2 years since Line 3 construction started, Robert. Holy moly, I didn't even really realize that.
Should we start the show over again? No.
I don't know. Like, it's been 2 years. I think I just can't really wrap my head around that. But on Native Roots Radio at 12 to 1 p.m. on Monday, January 9th, there's going to be a Rally for the Rivers reunion live on social media. Winona LaDuke and other water protectors are going to be rallying for the rivers again on the two-year anniversary of one of the largest Stop Line 3 actions in Aiken County, Minnesota. It will be virtually broadcast on Native Roots Radio and Facebook Live, and you'll be able to hear from legal representatives and defendants facing charges against related to Line 3 and from citizen science monitors who are documenting ongoing damage to the rivers and the aquifers. This is in partnership with Native Roots Radio and Honor the Earth. Really excited about this event and to kind of touch base on what happened, again, at that event. There were so many events that happened surrounding Line 3. And, you know, it's just really good to see that we're not forgetting those people, you know, that put, in some cases, you know, their lives on the line. In Aiken and other counties in Minnesota, police had used pain and other torture tactics to try to subdue water protectors into complying with them on treaty territory. And it's just amazing to me how many people are still now, 2 years later, facing charges for that, including Winona LaDuke, Robert.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm excited to have this. We haven't had Winona on a while, and she's excited to speak her truth, and it's always very informative and enjoyable. And the other guests that she's going to have lined up too, Ogema.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really going to be a fun event, and you'll be able to catch it at noon on the live stream, and you'll also be able to catch parts of it in our evening show next Monday on the 9th as well. So there's two ways to catch, to tune in and watch what's happening with that, and to get caught up. You know, I mean, if you weren't aware about Line 3 during the construction or what is happening with it, now you can get caught up on what's going on. And it is... it's important that everybody in Minnesota, allies and Indigenous people alike, are aware of the ongoing issues that are happening, ongoing disruptions and permanent damage that's been done to the water and land here in Minnesota as a result of the Line 3 construction. Because our neighbors who might be listening to us over in Wisconsin are going to be facing those same kind of problems when it comes to Line 5 crossing through the northern part of Wisconsin across Indigenous land, of course. I do believe that it's been possibly rerouted off the Indigenous land, but that still doesn't protect the water or land. And, you know, the ongoing illegal continuation of Line 5 underneath the Straits of Mackinac in Michigan. Governor Whitmer in Michigan had ordered in 2019, I believe, Line 5 to shut down under the Straits of Mackinac in Michigan. And they have refused to do that. And I believe it's still awaiting a hearing in federal court about whether or not the governor, within the boundaries of its own of their own state, has the authority to make that claim, which is funny when you know, a governor were to do that in case of an emergency, nobody would question it. But when it comes to corporate interests, then suddenly it must be questioned in federal court. Right, Robert?
Well, not only that, and what I was thinking too, Ogema, as you were speaking, is that in a big surprise during the midterms, now Michigan is a trifecta. Just like Minnesota, we're proud about Minnesota and our Democrats that we can push more to a progressive side now, as opposed to the Republicans who are for nothing. As we can see with the vote, they've had six votes. I don't know if you've been on top of that, but we still don't have a Speaker of the House. Poor Republicans are fighting. So it's a record. Right. It hasn't been like that since 1923. So,
Yeah, you know, those are the kind of records we really hope that the people who have been sent to the legislature, you know, really don't set for us. You know, we would like this type of bickering to end and people to actually be working for the people and the constituents that voted for them to do what they need, what their constituents need, not what the legislators need. But that doesn't seem to be the case. And, you know, it gets crazier every year. You know, I thought it couldn't get any crazier than Donald Trump getting elected. But, you know, clearly it gets crazier than that.
Well, he's even spoke up today and said that he wants them to vote for this cat and to get it over with. You're making a fool of everyone. So he even is trying to step in, and those ultra right Republicans are not having it. So we are just sitting here, and the only bummer is too, Ogema, is that everybody's in there, families in there to see their family get sworn in, and you have to have the speaker swear them in unless they do something different really, really quick. So
right,
and then
yeah,
like
it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Like Nina said here, they can't really do anything until they get a Speaker of the House. So, you know, mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. So you're right. They're slowing things down, and it's ridiculous, but it's par for the course. I just got to say, I saw a video pre-Trump of Clinton and the Bushes talking on how much they worked together and how they respected each other. And it was really mind-blowing, because I do remember that. and how things have just changed in less than 9 years, Ogema.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you there. And, you know, as somebody that grew up under Clinton and then watched Obama come in and had to live through George W. and the war on terror and all of those things, I am right there with you that in a short period of time, there's just been a lot of, I don't know what you want to call it, decay happening within the legislative system in the U.S. But we're running short on time. And I just wanted to make another quick note here, you know, on the note we were talking about progressiveness. And this just came through from scoop.me, which is, of course, a progressive news agency, but they translated an article from German. And in Finland, the number of homeless people has fallen sharply because they have a housing first concept, meaning those affected by homelessness receive a small apartment and counseling without any preconditions. And now 4 out of 5 people are able to make their way back to a stable life. And this costs their country less than accepting homelessness. So these types of things that the legislature fights about, whether or not they can be done and whether or not that funding exists, they can be done. They're being done in other places of the world, and the excuses need to stop.
Absolutely. Hey, exciting show the rest of the way. We got Ruth Buffalo on. We're going to be talking about Leonard Peltier. Stay with us. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, Ogema, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Take care of your community by joining Metro Transit's Adopt-a-Stop program. Show your community pride by adopting a transit stop. Join us in helping keep the stop and your neighborhood beautiful and report any maintenance needs to us. We'll put a sign at the stop recognizing your efforts, plus you'll get 10 free rides every month. Get details at metrotransit.org/adopt. That's metrotransit.org/adopt.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're always excited to see Ruth Buffalo, and really excited today to, in a good way, to talk to Ruth of what she did this past weekend. And I really want to get right into it right away, Ruth. Thank you so much for being on. And maybe we could talk a little bit about Leonard and a little background for people that don't know all over civic media and all over the radio stations we're on all over the country.
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me okay?
Sound great.
Awesome. I'm trying this new little microphone thing out. So
it sounds good.
Oh, okay. Good. Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm definitely not an expert on, you know, I feel like, you know, someone else should be talking about Leonard because, you know, I feel very new to the movement of trying to get Leonard free. So I can only share, you know, what I know. So I ask for forgiveness ahead of time if I misspeak or misquote something, because there's so much there to unpack with his entire case. But Leonard is an enrolled citizen of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, and his dad is from Turtle Mountain, and his mom is from the Spirit Lake Nation. Both of those tribal nations are located in what is present-day North Dakota. So they're one of five tribal nations here in North Dakota. So yeah, I guess I'll just open with that for starters.
Yeah, and Leonard was a part of AIM, the American Indian Movement, in the beginning. But even prior to AIM, he was a activist, and he was for his people and always has been for his people. Fast forward to 1975, and there was a shootout, and there was two FBI agents that were murdered, and Leonard was the quick, fast way. Leonard was convicted of aiding and abetting two mm-hmm. people that supposedly murdered these two FBI agents in 1975. And we've been fighting this ever since. Oh, little chihuahua. We've been fighting this ever mm-hmm. since. There's been a lot of zigs and zags with Leonard, you know, going to Canada, being brought back to the United States for trial, and he even escaped prison in 1979, and now he's, you know, been asked by many people. There's a documentary that came out way back in 1992, Ruth, with Paul Newman put out, Incident in Ogala, and that shows that this whole thing was a setup, and really to quiet down the American Indian movement in a lot of different ways, Ruth. And I don't know, I'm a novice too. So when Leonard called me, I was like, probably the worst interviewer in the world. I was just so awestruck, you know. It's like, hey, how are things, you know? And it's so, I can't imagine seeing him face to face, which you had the opportunity to do last weekend.
Yes, I wore this shirt to the first visit to see him. And so, yeah, I was able to visit him for three consecutive days this past Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Saturday, Sunday from like 10 to 3, and then Monday, 10 a.m. or excuse me, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it was really an emotional experience. But many of us are not new, unfortunately, to having or knowing, understanding what it's like to have a loved one incarcerated in federal prison. But I did share with him, like, I have a slight, tiny bit of understanding, but nothing, you know, to the magnitude of what he's experiencing in there. You know, he shared that, I mean, I can't even imagine what he's experienced, what it's like to be in there. You know, he's shared now that he has a cellmate, you know, someone who is in his cell with him. And it's a very small space. You know, it's about, he said, about this big of a space. And he's got only half of it, like, to navigate through. They've been on lockdown a few times at Coleman One. It's a federal prison. It's a maximum security. It's located in Sumter, Florida, so it's about 48 miles west of Orlando. And they go on lockdown for various reasons, including staff shortages. And so it basically, it keeps them in confinement. You know, they can't leave their cell in a very tiny, crowded space. And now he has a cellmate in his cell, wow, which he didn't have before. Yeah.
Ruth, were you able to take notes and have a pen and paper, or did you have to? Well, I'd be terrible at this then.
It's such a huge, I feel, you know, going to visit him, I yeah, I didn't get to take anything in with me. So I'm hoping that I retain all of the information that he shared, because it was a lot of information. So thankfully, I was able to visit with him for 3 consecutive days. So I would come back and, you know, ask questions about things if I didn't understand some of it. But yeah, and then just verbally repeating it out loud, some of the stuff he shared with me, but clear constitutional violations, that there's no way he should be in there serving time. He shared that he has served 5 life sentences, and it was only supposed to be, I think, 8 years and 8 months when he went in. And right now he's 78 years old. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he went in, he got first incarcerated in 1976, February. Right. And so if he did the math correctly, he would have been 31 years old. Mm-hmm. And so seeing him, though, really, he reminds me of my uncles, you know, mm-hmm. same, sort of the same era. Long hair, glasses, but very humble, very sweet, very kind, wicked sense of humor, very witty. But he needs to be out of there. There's just no question about it. He needs to be with his loved ones, his family, and back in the Turtle Mountains, North Dakota.
You know, Ruth, when I talked to him, I was really happily surprised that 2 things: that he was very sharp. He knows what's going on for a 78-year-old, you know, especially a native. You're not, that's not always the case. And number 2, he was very on top of current events. And I should pop in number 3, too, that he really had a lot of great things to say about you. And I'm glad that, you know, I just saw it on Facebook that you were there and you did a live Facebook after seeing him. And I was just going, oh, my gosh, that's so awesome, because I know how much he respects you. And so those are the 3 things I know, and just by talking to him in a short time, that he's still really sharp and he's still clear about what's going on and what's going on across the world.
Yeah, definitely. Even with the recent presidential, the new presidential election in Brazil, he was aware of that as well, and of the vice president being a woman of color, and that he had even met Evo Morales back in the day. And, you know, he said, yeah, he was just a union guy, you know. So it's really, there's just no doubt in my mind that he should be back here in North Dakota. And we hope that happens, you know, before he's terminally ill. You know, he had shared that he hopes that they don't just wait till he gets terminally ill and then sends him back for the last 2 days of his life, you know. So we're hoping that. So we do definitely need to continue putting pressure from where you're at, you know, whether it's a Facebook share or a like of, you know, urging President Biden to grant clemency, whether it's contacting your congressional delegation, your United States House of Representatives, or your U.S. senators, and asking them to urge President Biden for clemency for Leonard, because there are clear constitutional violations. You know, the UN has issued a report stating that he needs to be released and also compensated for time served, years of life lost, you know. So there's so much to unpack there, but yeah.
Well, imagine the people listening to us all over Turtle Mountain here, and we have a lot of white supporters out there. But so imagine if Leonard was released, it would be Mandela-like for us natives. It really would be a huge, huge, huge celebration all over Turtle Island. And, you know, we deserve that. We deserve Leonard being released. And so, you know, I guess in the next segment, I just want to talk a little bit, because we only got about a minute left, Ruth. But I saw that you, and I know I was very disappointed in the January 1st, the new year, Biden's pardons, that I was we didn't see Leonard's name on there. And there's a big push out there. There's people, there's FBI agents now signing letters and sending it to the president. So let's talk a little bit about that for another segment, if you don't mind, Ruth.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, excellent. Hey, we're with Ruth Buffalo here, and we're talking about her visit with Leonard Peltier. And we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Six votes and still no Speaker of the House. Members are now on a break as Republicans negotiate. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is taking an optimistic view.
You might tweet out some more popcorn emojis. I get it. You might write your headlines. But what I see right now is energy. A tremendous amount of energy in this Republican caucus.
California is bracing for major storms. Director of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Nancy Ward.
If the storm materializes as we anticipate, we could see widespread flooding, mudslides, and power outages in many communities.
The mastermind of the college admissions scandal will spend 3.5 years in prison, U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins.
Rick Singer, who conspired with dozens of others to corrupt the system on an unprecedented scale, has finally been held accountable.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Senator Ron Johnson reportedly suggested the state legislature choose Wisconsin's electors after the 2020 election. That's according to documents released yesterday by the U.S. House January 6th Committee. Text messages show Republican leaders wanted to find a way around the Electoral College. Johnson accuses the committee of trying to smear him. Sheriff's deputies say a 79-year-old man shot and killed a 22-year-old intruder at his home in central Wisconsin early yesterday. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department says the younger man followed him home and stabbed him at his garage in Eldoran, which is just southeast of Wausau. The older man shot the intruder in the chest, and he died as he tried to run away. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night 123-113. Wisconsin edged out Minnesota 60-63, and Marquette cruised past St. John's 96-85. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
29th and Johnson. More at hazelsnetogo.com.
This is Winona Duke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
If you need health insurance but don't know where to start, go to MinSure.org as they have free experts that can help you through the process and save you money. Again, that's MinSure at MNSure.org.
Hey, thank you, Ogama. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we're here with Ruth Buffalo. And Ruth had an opportunity to visit with Leonard Peltier this past weekend. And I just wanted to say he not only gets around and knows what's going on. I know there was a letter written that was read in D.C. With the Leonard Peltier walk, which started here in Minnesota and ended up in Washington, D.C. But also I was at the 38 plus 2 event down in Mankato, Minnesota, and there was a letter also from Leonard Peltier that somebody wrote, and then I got a copy and I was able to read over the show the next day. He's still involved. It's not crazy. It's awesome. I mean, that he's still plugged in and hasn't given up, Ruth.
Yeah, he is very knowledgeable, and like I mentioned earlier, he's got really good sense of humor, and you could just tell right away like how much he loves everyone, you know, all mankind. But he, I still am like processing everything because I just got back yesterday morning, but I spoke to him this morning and then last night. But yeah, he is a fighter and he hasn't given up and he is really inspiring. You know, I think of the movie, the series Res Dogs, and the scene from the prison, and how the young lady, she's one of our favorites in the movie, one of the favorite characters, but how she was kind of getting counseled, you know, and supported from her loved one in there, and definitely had that vibe from our relative Leonard Peltier. Just so much strength and so much perseverance and love, like love, kindness, gentleness, and just really inspiring. And of course, it's not, I don't take this visit lightly because it's such a big responsibility, I would say, to make sure that I am, you know, doing my part, my carrying through with my responsibility and trying to help get him free. Because, you know, when he's free, like they say, we're all free, not just Native Americans, but all people who have been wrongfully incarcerated. And this is unfortunately nothing new, as he says. This has been going on for 200 plus years. It's nothing new. The cracks within the system, the injustices, the bias, the racism from the courts to the lawyers to, you know, there's so much there, but so much work that needs to be done. And, you know, the grassroots people have been at the heart of the movement to get him free, fighting for Leonard's freedom. And so I just wanted to make sure that I mention our grassroots people who have been there since day one and who haven't given up.
Exactly. Ruth, can you describe, and I know you described where his cell, especially now he has a roommate in that small confinement, but what is a day in the life for Leonard now? Because he's in solitary. It isn't like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when he was able to paint, write, or is he able to do that? Or what is he able to do now?
Just recently, he shared that this morning, that he just now got back into the art room. So he just now gained access to the art room. So he sounds pretty excited about that because, you know, they were in lockdown for at least 2 weeks and they go into lockdown randomly. And again, if there's staffing shortages, they put them in put the inmates, incarcerated relatives into lockdown and confined to their cells. But he just said that this morning, he just got access to the art room, and that's what has really helped him throughout his time in there. And so, yeah, I still am processing everything, but it just so much there. And it's amazing how because I love art. You know, I'm drawn to art. I love looking at beautiful artwork. It's so uplifting and healing. And, you know, I'm not an artist. I mean, I just do like a stick man or a stick woman. But, you know, I have a daughter that's a young budding artist. And but to just kind of make the connections like, hey, we, you know, of like how healing art is. And so I'm really thankful to hear that he's able to get back into the art room.
Do you know for how long a day, or is it every other day? Is it a couple hours? Do you even know? I'm just curious about the day in life. Yeah. And so what is one of the things that Leonard talked to you that really hit you and struck you? What's like on the top of your head that I know he has a daughter that has never seen him free, you know, that she was in on the walk, and those things must just lay heavy on him. But he sounded really positive with your visits.
Yeah, he mentioned, you know, having lots of loved ones that want to come see him. And so I offered, you know, especially grandchildren and great-grandchildren he talked about as well. And I had mentioned, you know, well, maybe we can help, you know, raise some funds to get your grandchildren to come see you. And his response was, you know, he'd rather have them come see him when he's closer, located closer in the region. So he definitely wants to get out of there. If I'm not mistaken, he has been in Coleman 1, which is maximum security federal prison in Sumterville, Florida, for 20 years.
Wow. So when I talked to Leonard, he said the best thing to do is send letters to the president. You know, what has he wavered from that? Is there or is that our action, a call to action with people listening?
No, definitely continue to call and email and put pressure on our president, Joe Biden. That's so important. He wants us to be more direct in asking for his freedom by focusing on specifically the different constitutional violations. There's so much, like I mentioned there. But yeah, I was in tears a few times when he would share the injustices within his case. You know, it definitely needs to be investigated. There's so much there, so much violations. And so even if there were a congressional hearing to further investigate his case, they would see the facts and they would see that he should be a free man today.
Ruth, can you, forgive my ignorance, can you set up how you met him? Is it like TV? Is there a screen between you? Was it an open space? How was the venue?
It's just this big, wide open space. It kind of reminded me of like the old, old Greyhound bus stations, like here in Fargo. There was like used to be an old one, but how the seats were, so you could, we were in the, they have, you know, in the area, in the visiting area space, like non-contact, no contact rooms, like three of them, and then two conference rooms too, but we were all out in the open space, so yeah, but you still have to, it's like you're sitting 6 feet apart, and there's a little coffee table in between, you know, where you both can like eat and share a meal from the frozen microwave vending machines, which are really expensive too, like $6 for a microwavable hamburger and, you know, $2 for soda or water, and $2 for pastries and things, but wide open space there. But it got really loud in there. You know, at one time I tried to like count, there's at least like 20 inmates in there on the first day, which was Saturday. But it gets really loud in there and you're sitting so far apart. So a lot of times I was sitting at the edge of my seat, leaning over, you know, to hear him. But So yeah, that's kind of the setup of the place. It's you're wide open, you're spaced out, but you still have another inmate or family member from another incarcerated individual about arm's length away from you, if not a little bit closer. So
it was almost like the setup of Reservation Dogs, the way it was almost like that, except I don't think they had people as close as you did.
No tables, you know, no, like, it was just a tiny little circular coffee table in mm-hmm. between you and the incarcerated individual.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on so early, too, and while you're still processing this. We got a couple minutes. Is there anything that you want to leave our listening audience with? We know we want letters, we want prayers, but we also want action, and action is letters and reaching out to your senator. You know, what do you want to leave with our audience, Ruth?
Definitely keep Leonard in prayer. And to continue, even if you were to send him letters, but all is good too, I think, in my opinion, some encouragement, but also for sure putting pressure on President Joe Biden, even if you want to take it a step further and put pressure on whichever state you reside in, put pressure on your U.S. senators, your U.S. House, congressional delegation, just continue to put pressure on. It's so, so important. And also to really stress the many violations that are found within his case. Why hasn't this been investigated yet? You know, why hasn't there been a congressional hearing yet? You know, so there's so much more work that needs to be done. But yes, definitely calling and putting pressure on President Joe Biden is important.
Well, again, thank you so, so much. This has been a huge show for me. And I'm so happy that you could share with our audience your experience with Leonard Peltier. And as you know, at the end of the show, we always say free Leonard Peltier now. So I appreciate that connection, and I appreciate everything you do, Ruth, for our people.
No problem. Just trying to help where I can. So thank you for the invite, and always good to see both of you. Mazagadets.
Right on. And we'll be reaching out again soon. We appreciate you. You've been listening to Ruth Buffalo and her conversation with Leonard Peltier. Free Leonard Peltier now. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MinSure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MinSure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNSure.org. MNSure.org.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves. Please join Howling for Wolves on Wolf Day, Tuesday, February 7th, 2023 at the Minnesota State Capitol. You can sign up on Howling for Wolves event page. Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
That's the highlight of my day. So that's the kind of days I have, Ogama.
Well, you know, I think for most people, the highlight of their day would probably be howling.
Yeah, exactly.
I read something recently that said for the new year, instead of kissing somebody, we should all just collectively scream. And I really felt that. And I think the howling like touches on that just a little bit.
Yeah, well, we used to call it primal screams in the 70s. That was therapy. And you'd have a pillow and scream very loud into the pillow to get all that bad stuff out of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that definitely seems like something that that needs to happen for me lately. You know, this we've been talking a little bit in the beginning of the show about Stop Line 3 actions that happened in Aiken County, Minnesota, 2 years ago now at the Rally for the Rivers. And, you know, with the ongoing damage to the rivers and the aquifers here in Minnesota, it's just... It makes me want to do that therapeutic screaming you're talking about, Robert. It's beyond infuriating.
Yeah, and let's just swing back for just a second before we get into that and just talk a little bit about Ruth and what she went through. I can't imagine, and you know how I am, Ogama, with working together for over 3 years. I would need, at the very least, a pen and paper because I'd be so overwhelmed talking to Leonard and remembering everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there would have to be some other, like, I don't know if you could build mnemonic devices while you're in there or something. It would be really hard to not be able to take notes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was interesting that you brought up. It was kind of like that scene with what's her name in Reservation Dogs with her aunt. Shoot, I can't think of her name, but that was one of the heaviest shows on Reservation Dogs because basically she was telling her that you know what to do and all your ancestors are behind you and helping you and supporting you and loving you. And that's kind of the vibe she said she was getting from Leonard.
Right. And I mean, there must be something to that because for somebody to have survived 45 years and 8 months in those in that type of situation in the last 20 years in a tiny cell in a federal prison, the level of faith and reliance on that spirit of our ancestors has to be so strong with him.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's unbelievable. And it's kind of funny too, how you brought up line three in our fight with line three and all the atrocities that have happened all the way from, you know, Standing Rock and then what you were working with up north too years ago with the protests. But now we have cell phones and live video streams and people are knowing a little more what's going on and backing up a little bit, you know, having, you know, Dallas Goldtooth at Standing Rock was so important for me to know what was going on and what was happening or was it safe to go that weekend. And Leonard didn't have any of that.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, didn't have access to that, you know, during the infancy of the American Indian movement and into, you know, its heydays. And we are really blessed to have that technology to back us up. But, you know, even in spite of all of that technology, you know, following the murder of George Floyd and the subsequent rallies that happened afterward and the police brutality and all that, even with all that technology, it still cannot save us from the state
state and the federal government and what they seem to be so afraid of with us as people who are standing for what's right.
Yeah, and it's interesting you bring up George Floyd too, because I've mentioned this too in the past on the show, and it's the police officers that were aiding and abetting and were convicted of aiding and abetting are getting 2 to 3 years, and Leonard Peltier is in there for 47 years.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I completely stand on the point that Leonard Peltier is a political prisoner, and he is been in prison to make a point. They don't want to release him because it would allow us some sort of victory, you know, and they want to keep us down. They don't want us to feel that level of empowerment and joy and freedom at having somebody like Leonard Peltier released.
You know, that is such a great point. And I think if people don't believe it, they need to look at no farther back than Line 3, Standing Rock, the Uranian in the Black Hills, where police turned into militarized. It just even back up to Wounded Knee. There was a whole military outside of Wounded Knee ready to come in. And thank goodness President Nixon was dealing with being impeached in Watergate, or maybe all hell would have broke loose at Wounded Knee. There would have been more fatalities.
Absolutely. And, you know, in Line 3, too, there was so much media coverage and things that were happening that I think that after George Floyd, the state of Minnesota was really reluctant to have those types of police brutalities happening in large scale again. And I think, unfortunately, that was something that offered us a little bit of a protection as we were covering and, you know, talking about Line 3 and dealing with the police with that. But I mean, the police and the DNR and Aiken County Sheriff right now is dealing with a case of corruption from the sheriff there, Dan Gouda, who used his position to abuse water protectors and accepted money for those positions, as well as, you know, they're making Winona LaDuke an example as well. They've dropped charges for hundreds of other water protectors, and they refused to drop charges for Winona LaDuke.
Oh, you know, great point too. And the scale of justice is never really been on our side or our allies' side, the people on the right side. But history will show, you know, who's on the right side of this. And, you know, Minneapolis, if you remember, got rid of, or I should say Hennepin County, got rid of a Indian fighter sheriff. And we brought in with the Indian vote, we brought in a new person. But that's real. That's many years, and hopefully these people are going away and dying out, and but we still have a lot of other people to deal with that are Indian fighters and don't think of us as human beings. And, you know, that's why we deal with our MMIW and MIIR thing daily. So, Ogama, great show. You know, Ruth was awesome. We could feel the emotion over the airwaves, and we're excited to support Winona this coming week too, and we'll have more about that in the next few days.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plentycoops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
On the show, This Queer Book Saved My Life, we talk with LGBTQ plus guests about the queer books that save their lives. And on January 7th, we chat with Laura Lillibridge about the book.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.